Mobile.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA. Can you give me your call again, please, sir?
Victor 4, November Charlie, Gabriel.
Kilo Victor 4, November Charlie. I'm having a little problem with QRZ for some reason. It doesn't want to put up when I type in. It wants to throw somebody else's call down. I don't understand why it's doing that, but anyway. I got you now, Gabriel. What are you up to today?
Driving from Raleigh, North Carolina. Since we left in the morning, very early in the morning. Enjoying this beautiful traffic on the 85, you know how's that.
Well, all I can say is better you than me. I've been there and done that more times than I can count. It's not 85, it's 26. If it's not 26, it's 40. So, take your pick. I'm doing a little FT8 here. And, heard you throw out your call. I was just looking at your calls. How long have you been in ham radio?
Quite a while. First in the XA2 zone, and now here, close to 30 years, something like that.
Well, I got my ticket in 1982. I think I got you beat by a few years, but that doesn't really mean anything. I just started FT8 in January, so it's still new to me.
It's a long time, but it's good. I still enjoy it. I mean, I'm not that active on 2 meters as they used to be. It was part of my fault. I just take the equipment out of the vehicles. I always sell it. And then put it back on the next one sometimes. But now I'm decided that I like the setup I got right now. Not the HF rig, but the 2 meter is okay. It's just working pretty good. He didn't like the interference from the pagers and around the city, but it's something I can live with it.
It sounds good. What kind of rig and antenna are you using?
135 monoband 2 meter. The antenna is it's an old Mac mount Radio Shack 2 meter. They work great, really. I bought a brand new one, still sealed in the box. Day after, they give me the call sign over here in Greenville. So, more or less, it's got to be 10 years already.
I have to say, that's one of the best bag mounts I've ever heard. You got your good setup there, that's for sure.
It's work. I used to have a Radio Shack radio. Man, I'm just still regretting I sell it. An old guy have it brand new sealed boxes, both of them. He was intended to use it, but he never passed the test, no nothing, and he put it for sale on Craigslist. And I said, man, I have to drive all the way almost to North Carolina in the mountains at night because he has to leave the next day and gonna come back in like 2 weeks. So I just took off. I sold the radio and I regret it, believe it or not, but man, there's 2 meter antennas. I remember when I was a kid, I saw it on the Radio Shack displays. Man, they were a dream, and they still hold after all these years, believe it or not. They're pretty good antennas. I mean, for what it is, they work pretty good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm talking on the old Kenwood TM231A. It's an old mobile rig. I think I'm putting out 10 watts, and I got a J-pole on the roof. It's not very high because I'm in a HOA, so I have to hide it on the back side of the roof.
I got a TS-50 over here in the truck right now. I get it from AK before he passed away. The antenna, I got a Diamond DMX 300. It's like a screwdriver, but this one is manually. You have to, you know, pull the coil up and down by yourself. But it's been working pretty good. Very few of these antennas make to the American market, but I'm not regret it. They let me use it, and I keep it after I use it. So I'm pretty happy with it. It's the same as the Diamond screwdriver electrical they got, but the only difference is mine is it's mechanical. It's just that.
Didn't even know they did a manual screwdriver. Well, that's interesting. So, if you want to change frequencies or bands, you got to get out and adjust it, I guess. And you can't go flying down the interstate and decide you want to change your bands.
Kind of awkward, but I tell them, man, right now the way the propagation are is, normally what I do in the morning is 40, same as late, I do mostly 40 and 80, but for 80 I got a Diamond 101 center loaded, and sometimes I have to do 20 or 17. Yeah, you can mark it outside. It's got a ruler. And you can put, you know, your little marks with a pencil. And that worked pretty good, man. I swap it between three different vehicles and never change the resonation. I mean, it's still spot on. I mean, a little bit off, a little bit there, but it's not like a quarter and an inch. It's more like a 1/8 of a inch maybe, but where I put the first marks, it's just still there. Very, very, very little, you know, touch up, but you put it up over there, I mean, the higher you go, the less movement you need. But this one just do 40 to through almost 6 meters, so I'm happy with that.
Contact November 3-0.
Go ahead, KB, or CBA.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a question here on the HF antenna you're using and your mobile setup for HF. I'm having a beast of a problem trying to get my Toyo Junior to work well on HF and still get the static from my car. Gone up, bonded everything to everything else, and I probably got enough cores and wires in the car to sync everything. Just curious how you're handling your ignition noise problems. Over.
Oh, you got an oddball over there. You got a Tar Heel Junior? That's what you got?
Yeah, my ears are as old as I am.
You got a Tar Heel Junior?
For HF, right now I'm on Land X on the roof for FM. For HF, well, I've got a Toyo Junior.
About that one, I don't know really, because normally I use big ones. I got 200. I got a 100 that I, a friend of mine, let's have it, drop a couple things. And I got a couple High Sierras also. And there's one, but for being honest with you, I just put one ground from the battery to the chassis to the cabin. Because this one has got like a seam seal in between the junctions, and one from the chassis to the bed, and that's it. That's the only thing I got. I didn't put too much wires on it. But about the noise, that's a good one. What kind of vehicle you have?
It's a Subaru Outback, a 2016 horizontal four. Like I said, you know, I've got ferrite cores that I can think of, and my wiring setup is pretty much like yours. I just cannot seem to find the source of the noise or a way to defeat it.
Well, I got to make you a very simple question. Do you got a cell phone charger on it? I mean, it is integrated, or you use an external charger?
It is powered directly from the battery, Grant.
You got a cell phone charger on the car?
There's just a USB ports all over the place in the car. Yeah, go ahead.
That's my first thinking. The problem is they use a switching power supply for convert the 12 volts to the 5 volts. You need four or 8 volts for the cell phones. I got a problem. Well, mine is an old vehicle. It's an 87 Nissan D21. But every time I put the phone charger, the pens, someone's, man, they produce a lot of noise. That's incoming. You can notice on every band and every mode, it is there. The harmonics are there. I mean, you can hear it. It sounds like a white noise, but when you crank it up the vehicle, I mean, you can hear the spark plugs running out. But it's part of the same interference. It's bleeding in for some reason. I don't know. I mean, I still don't study really the matter, but I recommend you to unplug the fuse who feeds the USB port charging and try that.
And it sounds like when you said you had a lot of issues with the USB chargers, you really emphasized that a lot, which I really appreciate. I am almost back to my house from a grocery store. I have enjoyed listening to you too and participating a little bit. So I'm going to sign here. Thank you very much for the QSOs, 73 to both of you. And this is Jim at November 3, Sierra Zero. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, try that and try to put a seeker, ground strap from the battery to the engine and then to the chassis. I don't know if it's got aluminum hood or not, but if it's got, just ground it up too. That's what I did in mine. And I take like 95% of the static and cracking noise out of it. That will help you a lot with that. And yeah, unplug those things and give it a test. You will find out. Traffic moves, okay, before it's in mobile.
Gabriel, is this your drive home from work? Is this your drive home from work, or are you coming back from a trip, or what?
Look, I have to go to Raleigh, North Carolina auction to pick it up a vehicle. I need it delivered to Atlanta, but I will be maybe tonight or tomorrow, either way. We'll see. But yeah, I'm just coming back. I'm on the phone, by the way.
That KB4CBA.
Every time I pass in front of here, Harley Davidson of Atlanta, Greenville, sorry, Atlanta, Greenville, where is the turnpike on exit 51 on the 85. Man, this radio goes nuts with interference. I mean, that's bad over there.
Yeah, I play a lot of tennis. I go to the sports club. I live over in Taylor's, and when I turn on the road that the sports club's on, there's some awful interference for, I don't know, about, I guess, 150 feet or so, and I cannot figure out where it's coming from, but it's the same spot every day, you know. It's and it's when I'm on 2 meters, I'm listening to this repeater or listening to this frequency, so I don't know if it's on. I haven't tried it on 440 or another 2 meter frequency, but it's a booger of a noise, I tell you that.
It's more severe than another one. But it's just circle points, and it's this frequency in particular, I don't know why. Some gas stations, they produce a lot of racket, and some ones doesn't. I mean, can't blame that. That's the nature of the animal, really.
Well, I know some of the newer gas stations are transmitting their information from the pump to the building, and it's not hardwired in like it used to be, and that could be part of the problem. Who knows? I don't know what frequency they're transmitting on, and if they're using AM, FM, I don't know. But I think they've had some problems with it because they've had hackers sitting outside. They sit outside in their car and get people's credit card numbers. And so I don't know if they've had to stop that and hardwire them or what. I don't know how they fix that problem.
System from the pumps, the signs outside, the internet, everything gets all rough and crazy burrito from hell. They just put a lot of racket on the VHF band. Yeah, I never tried the UHF band over there, but yeah, VHF band is bad when it comes to gas stations. It is bad. It's really, really bad.
And the QRZ on my blog book here, so I have a record of our contact. And anyway, I'm gonna leave you with it, and we eat an early supper. And my wife fixed in a couple of fillets with some vegetables and stuff. So I'm gonna go eat me a fillet. So you be careful out there on 85. But it's good to talk to you, Gabriel, and my name is David, and hope to talk to you again soon. KV4NC, KV4CBA, clear after your final.
QSO, oh no, we're in the, on 35 already. We're almost home, a couple more miles and we're gonna hit the home. We deserve it. We deserve it. Tom, thanks for the QSO. I hope you enjoy your early diner, and that's what I'm gonna do myself, because I ain't eat nothing since morning. So, down and stretch your leg a little bit. 33 until next time. This is KB4NC Mobile.